It's time for the 2020 TTJ Holiday Gift Guide. Welcome to our Holiday Gift Guide for 2020, the best one yet, folks. It is packed filled with awesome gadgets for your loved ones, for your friends, for your coworkers, even for yourself. Okay, my friends, Matt Volbrecht coming at you from ttjtech.net with this year's Holiday Gift Guide. We are so excited to release it for you. It is time, just in time, I might add, for the holiday shopping season. It begins now, and before we get into that, please allow me a moment to remind you of what we, TTJ, will be doing for the Black Friday holiday season and to support you when you get all of your exciting and awesome new gadgets. Special Holiday Hours are the name of the game here at TTJ with iMessage support. That's right, using the Messages app on your Apple device, you can send messages to the tech juggernaut at iCloud.com. That's TheTechJuggernaut at iCloud.com, or Stir It Up at iCloud.com. But note that Stir is spelled with a U, so that's STURITUP at iCloud.com. The extended hours, of course, we will be opening actually Thursday evening. So once you have enjoyed that awesome meal, we're going to be closed, of course, all Thanksgiving Day during the afternoon and early evening. You've enjoyed that turkey, that stuffing, that cranberry, whatever. You're ready to start shopping, whether you're heading out to a store or buying online or asking us to do the heavy lifting for you, because, by the way, we're happy to assist you with your purchases. Beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern and clear through to 3 a.m. Eastern, we are going to be offering support by iMessage only. Feel free to contact us. What product should I buy? Or help me or make the purchase. I'll pay you, and you know, that's what we do, all right? As well as the support. So we're going to be going most of the night. That's going to give us right up to midnight Pacific time, 3 a.m. Eastern, with support. Then we reopen on Friday, Black Friday, at 12 noon Eastern time, and we are open for 12 hours. We're open from noon to midnight for iMessage support Eastern time, Eastern Standard Time. Saturday, we have a free virtual help session we will be posting on the blog. Make sure you're subscribed to the TTJ blog at ttjtech.net, and you will get an email notification on Saturday, the 28th, I believe that is, of November, where we will be posting the WebEx link to join us for our free virtual help session so that you can get all your questions answered live by one of the members of our TTJ instructor team, and we'll be happy to help you with your products, your devices, setup, use, what have you, at that help session. That begins on Saturday, the 28th of November at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central. You can do the math for the rest. And again, we're going to continue offering support by iMessage then through midnight that night as well. In addition to all of this, all of our TTJ Premier service and support packages like TTJ Premium Annual Support, as well as TTJ Gold Training, where you get 30 hours of training that never ever expire. These are all available at a 10% discount off the regular price, just in time for the holiday shopping season. Effective now, effective immediately, and going right through the end of the year. Also, if you purchase our Total Coverage Bundle, which is a $900-plus value, where you get premium support for a year, you get 30 hours of training that never expire. You get 20 hours of training on the Macintosh or 20 hours of TTJ Premium Design Services, like for websites, ebooks, and so on. And you'll even get a free gift when you do this. And we're going to give all that to you for just $599. $599 to get a $900 value. Folks, that's over 30% off, my friends. That's quite a savings. And as if this were not enough, if you actually purchase a product through us, you use our services to purchase your Apple devices or your other tech, we're going to go ahead and knock an additional 5% off of that $599. That's just unheard of, my friends. It's truly the best deal we've ever offered. And so we're very, very excited to bring it to you. We want you to get in touch with us. We want you to use us for your services so that you can have a company that you can rely on, that you can have somebody who uses these products. You know, we're about to reveal our faves for 2020, for the shopping season, our 2020 holiday gift guide, my friends. And when we do this, before we do this, I want to remind you that we don't just put random stuff out there. I don't know how else to say that. You know, I have a complete tremendous amount of respect for all the other retail outlets that are out there. I'm not knocking them. They do what they do. We need them. Praise God for them. Many of them, you know, really do assist me in what I do because I purchase from them. But I want you to understand where we differ. Okay, we differ because we only recommend products we have used firsthand and have experience with and have a tremendous appreciation for. Products we like, products that are great products, are the ones that you're going to hear about. And that is not just in our holiday gift guide. That's all the time. If there is ever a product that we suggest to you that we've not had personal experience with, it's based on a tremendous amount of research from others that we trust to the industry, good reviews and so on. And we'll make that very clear to you at the time, including here in our gift guide, where we really don't have too many of those items. But most of them are ones that we use every single day. And that's the TTJ difference, my friends. We only suggest, recommend, support, and train on products we ourselves use and love. Now, this does a couple of things. For one thing, it ensures that if our opinions change, you get the latest. So we're not recommending something just for so, all right? It's because we believe it's the best. Secondly, it ensures we have a tremendous body of knowledge and skill in assisting you in the particular product. And finally, I want to remind you, we get absolutely no kickbacks, incentives, commissions, or otherwise from any of these companies, not Apple, not any of them. We are not endorsed by them. We are not a partner of any of them. We don't do any of that, all right? So that means we have no incentive to recommend a particular product to you except that we ourselves love it and we want to see you happy. So that's our little disclaimer before we get started here with the TTJ Holiday Gift Guide. It's time. Let's do it. When we put together our TTJ Holiday Gift Guide, it consists of products that are my personal favorite products that my family and I, my coworkers in some cases, use every single, actually in most cases, use every single day, okay? And we are going to, you know, I have to narrow this down, right? I mean, I could just save us all some time and say everything that Apple makes is on the Holiday Gift Guide, but we handpick Apple products and products from third parties that we really feel stand out because either you're getting the most bang for your buck or they have really unique features that we just don't feel are matched anywhere else by anyone else in the industry. So keep that in mind as we get started here, because this is really important to understand that there are certainly other options out there, especially when we start talking about accessories and, you know, we start mentioning various accessories to you and cases and things of that nature. There are always other options, and it ultimately does come down to personal preference. We're recommending the ones we feel are the strongest contenders for various reasons. And so we got a long list of products to go through today. Remember, this is not a detailed review of each, nor is it a demo. We just wouldn't have time. But you can find out more information by contacting us. Send us an iMessage. Join our sessions. We got help session this Tuesday as well. So let's get going, okay? This year, the very top spot in the holiday gift guide was extremely, extremely easy to dole out. There wasn't even a moment's hesitation. That is Apple's 10.2-inch iPad 8th generation, my friends. The 10.2-inch iPad 8th generation. Last year, we definitely made reference And early this year, in our homage to the iPad, to iPad's seventh generation. Well, this eighth generation is everything that the seventh generation was, with one important update, perhaps the most important thing Apple could have done, which is to increase the processor, the CPU, by two generations, going from the A10 Fusion to the A12 Bionic. This brings a faster clock speed, and it also gives us a six-core processor instead of a dual-core. It gives us quad-core graphics and an eight-core neural engine. This iPad ought to last you, and I can't speak for Apple, so please don't hold me to this, but you ought to get at least 4 to 5 good years out of this iPad if you purchase one now, if not more, okay? Now, it's got a gorgeous 10.2-inch Retina display, 10-hour battery like every iPad, smart connector so you can use a smart keyboard, Apple Pencil support, Touch ID, great cameras out the back and at the front, and the very well-respected Touch ID home button. They have increased this to a 20-watt power adapter. This iPad can do anything and everything. It is using the same processor that is in the iPad Pro from this year, but at a fraction of the cost. Great audio through stereo speakers. The one we personally like the best is the 128-gigabyte Wi-Fi Plus cellular model in gold. You can pick silver and space gray as well. And you don't have to get that cellular, but why not? Because we highly recommend it. You're going to see great deals, and we're happy to lead you to them and help you make the purchases. Normally available for $559 in the configuration I specified, my personal favorite, 128 gigabytes, not 32, and Wi-Fi Plus cellular, not Wi-Fi only. So in 128 with Wi-Fi Plus cellular, it's available for $559. Normally, you're going to see it for at least $70 off at places like Best Buy, for example, here in just a few days. Stay in touch with us because we'll be happy to get one of these in your hands. You can pay us and we'll be happy to take care of the heavy lifting for you. All right, to go along with that iPad 8th generation, we've got some fantastic accessories, but know that if you have a 7th generation one already, your existing accessories will already work with the 8th. But we're going to give you our personal faves. We're going to recommend a smart keyboard, the Apple Smart Keyboard, and that is a fantastic cover with a nice luxury feel and microfiber lining. It actually cleans the screen when you close it. It kind of, in an origami-like fashion, can fold into multiple positions for viewing, reading, typing, and a whole lot more. And it's got a keyboard with a great feel, including an emoji key, and it uses the smart connector, so there's no battery to worry about in the keyboard and no Bluetooth pairing. This smart keyboard normally retails for $159. We're looking for that to go on sale as well. If a non-keyboard cover is more your thing, check out the iPad Smart Cover in leather. Now, it's also available in polyurethane, but here again, we are picking our fave. It's the leather smart cover, and we pick product red today. The red smart cover, as with all product red items that are purchased from Apple, when you purchase this, a portion of your purchase actually goes to fighting COVID-19 around the world. So that is a great, great investment that you can make by purchasing this leather smart cover in product red. The price I've last seen this for is $69, and I'll keep my eyes open if you're interested in it. Of course, the Apple Pencil is a product we recommend, normally retailing for $99, supporting palm rejection, supporting shading and pressure sensitivity. This is not your average stylus, my friends. This is a high-end professional drawing, sketching, and handwriting device. And now, thanks to iPadOS 14's new scribble feature, you can even handwrite in any edit field that accepts text, like messages, notes, mail, pages, and more, even search fields, and have that text automatically translated into searchable digital text. This Apple Pencil, my friends, is the way to go. If you're worried about such an expensive device priced at $99, and you want something for the kids that's more kid-oriented, check out the Logitech Crayon for just $69. Perhaps we'll see it on sale. Made of metal with a flat non-rolling body in a beautiful orange color with a built-in point and protective cover on the bottom, and able to charge with your lightning cable with a simple on-off switch and automatic shut-off, so you will never forget. Both the Apple Pencil and the Logitech Crayon are able to support quick charging in just a couple of minutes to give you plenty of use when you draw and write. Apple AirPods. We love Apple's AirPods. Normally available for $159, these things can't be beat. Put them in and they start to work. Take them out and playback is paused. Easily and automatically, seamlessly switch between devices, such as watching a movie on a device, then pausing and playing a song on another, and the AirPods automatically switch. Instant pairing by just opening the case. They're already paired with all of your Apple devices on your iCloud account the moment you open that case for the first time. Shared listening with other people means you can easily listen to the same thing that your family member or friend or coworker is listening to at a given moment. Supporting the Hey Siri feature so that you can easily summon her whenever you need her, hands-free, and automatic announcement of messages with quick replies by voice, hands-free. AirPods have a beautiful charging case which uses a lightning cable, and the Find My feature even works with your AirPods. You can get up to 24 hours of listening when combined with the case. The case is included, or you can upgrade to a wireless charging case. You can have your AirPods wireless charging case engraved if you like. You can have your iPad engraved if you'd like. Check out Apple's AirPods. And if you need something more robust with various tips and with noise cancellation, check out the AirPods Pro. If you want to be able to travel in luxury or just store your iPad in the greatest and finest of luxury, then the Apple iPad leather sleeve is for you. Most often seen in taupe and product red, this leather sleeve with an Apple logo on the back is gorgeous. Supple, genuine leather, and you place your iPad in it and you carry it around easily and conveniently. Just tuck it under an arm if you want. And there's even a handy storage space for your Apple Pencil at the top. You can't go wrong with Apple's iPad leather sleeve. Last I saw it was just slightly over $100. Again, I'll be keeping my eyes open, and I hope you'll buy one because you can't go wrong with this awesome leather sleeve. If you need adapters for your iPad, check out Apple's Lightning Digital AV adapter for HDMI, Lightning to USB 3 camera adapter for USB, and Lightning to SD card reader. That combination of adapters really ought to set you up for just about anything you need to do. Our next product that we're going to talk about, my friends, is Apple's iPhone lineup. What if you're looking for a new iPhone? We are hard-pressed to pick a single recommendation here quite as easily, but here's what we're going to say. For most people, the iPhone 12 is our suggestion. This year's brand new release in several colors at a very reasonable price, again, just offers the right amount of bang for your buck. If you need more than that, if you need to upgrade to triple camera system with LiDAR scanning, consider the iPhone 12 Pro. But keep in mind, both have a 6.1-inch display, full edge-to-edge OLED now, 5G, ceramic shield for better protection of your phone, and the new MagSafe system that allows you to charge your device wirelessly. If you've gotten a 12 or 12 Pro, consider the MagSafe charger from Apple, the Apple 20-watt power adapter, and, of course, a case like the iPhone 12 and 12 Pro clear case with MagSafe. Not ready to make the plunge on such a high-end device yet where it comes to price? Consider the iPhone 11. We still feel, and as a user of the iPhone 11 to this day, I still feel that the iPhone 11 is an extremely capable, extremely functional, extremely powerful device that definitely has, though I can't speak for Apple, several more good years of life left in it, and is still available in multiple colors. Try out product red, why don't you? Again, the iPhone 11 clear case, also a great choice to supplement this particular iPhone. Now moving on to the next product we're going to suggest to you, the Apple TV 4K. My friends, if you've been following TTJ podcasts, blogs, and other trainings at all, you know that the Apple TV is one of my absolute favorite products. It enables us to be true cord cutters. It enables us to use our Apple devices, including the Apple TV, connected to our television, which allows us to have everything we want. Our services of choice, check them out. AT&T TV, we suggest the Choice Plan, Choice Package, which is 85 plus channels. You're going to get a device with that as well, an AT&T TV device, which is really awesome, but we still like the Apple TV, so we're still going to recommend that. And you're going to, we also, in addition to Apple, to AT&T TV, our other services of choice include Peacock, HBO Max, Disney Plus, Netflix, and Hulu. Not only that, we definitely suggest trying out Apple TV channels, which are available right in the Apple TV app. Subscribe to things like CBS All Access, Showtime, Tastemade, Smithsonian, Curiosity Stream, PBS Living, History Vault, Cinemax, Stars, and much, much more right in the Apple TV app. No additional logins, account creation, or passwords to have to worry about. Just sign into your Apple ID on a new device and you're ready to go. Watch it on as many devices as you want. Share it with up to 6 family members. I was thinking there was a 10 device limit per Apple ID, but I'm not sure. But that's still a pretty reasonable number. And share it with up to 6 family members. Even download content for offline viewing. Pause and rewind when you want to. Live streams are available on certain Apple TV channels, and all on-demand content is commercial-free. The Apple TV 4K is available in 32 and 64 gigabyte configurations. We suggest 64. Normally, seeing this for just $199, it's worth every single penny. Don't worry about the fact that the Amazon Fire is less. You're not getting as much. So go with the Apple TV 4K, my friends, please. I'm serious. And it's $199. It's a great device. Don't forget to pick up an HDMI cable. You'll need it. The Apple TV is also capable of displaying your photos, playing your music and podcasts, and allowing you to AirPlay from an iPad or an iPhone, meaning mirror the screen and the audio on your television. You also have a variety of games, cooking and home design apps, learning apps, and a whole lot more on the Apple TV. Apple Arcade is fully supported on tvOS with Apple TV, as will Fitness Plus be soon supported. And speaking of Apple Arcade and Fitness Plus, why not get an Apple One subscription for your family? This Apple One, my favorite being the Apple One Premier Bundle. You get 6 services for just $29.99 a month. That's a savings of over $25 a month. You're going to get Apple Music Family Plan, Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, Apple TV Plus, Apple Fitness Plus, and 2 terabytes of iCloud storage for all of your stuff. This is truly unheard of in the industry. We suggest signing up for an Apple One bundle. And if one of your friends wants to sign up for it, why not get them an Apple gift card? These things are going to be on sale on Black Friday at Best Buy. If you purchase a $100 Apple gift card, you will receive a $20 Best Buy store credit. Not a bad deal. No holiday gift guide from TTJ would ever be complete without including the Apple HomePod. And this year, both the HomePod and the HomePod Mini have made the cut. These are the best sounding smart speakers, and actually the best sounding consumer speakers we have ever heard. And that includes things like Bose and Sonos and wired home theater systems. Purchase a full-sized HomePod along with an Apple TV 4K, put them in the same room, and use the HomePod as the home theater speaker for your television. You will truly get Dolby Atmos sound. Pair 2 HomePods in a stereo pair for the richest possible sound you could ever imagine. It blows the competition out of the water. Now, if you need something smaller for a kitchen, for a bedroom, and so on, purchase a few HomePod Minis. Instead of the $299 price tag, they're available for just $99 and offer all of the same features as the full-size HomePod, but just in a smaller form factor. Still offering incredible sound and boasting incredible performance and smarts with Siri. New features include the What's My Update feature, Apple Maps, CarPlay integration continuity, and the intercom feature where you can talk to others in the house using your HomePods. The messages you send with your voice using intercom on the HomePods will even go to the recipient's iPads, iPhones, AirPods, Apple Watches, and even to their cars with CarPlay. You need to purchase a few HomePod Minis. So in my view, the question is not will you get a HomePod Mini, the question is how many HomePod Minis are you going to get? This year on our holiday gift guide, we've included two digital pianos. We've experienced both. We love both. We've done reviews of both here on TTJ Talk and on YouTube. We've done one of them. Now, our first recommendation here is the Alesis. That's A-L-E-S-I-S. Virtue 88 key digital home piano. This is truly a piece of furniture with a wood look, with a dust cover complete with music rest, with the built-in three pedals, soft, sostenuto, and the damper or sustain pedal. This has a 128 note max polyphony, 360 sounds or voices to choose from, 200 rhythms, and 80 demo songs. You can play along with built-in accompaniments, you can arrange your own music, you can even connect this to an iPad or a computer to use with GarageBand and other MIDI and performance apps. Not only that, 3 months of free premium piano lessons are included with this purchase. Built-in metronome, layering, split, and other onboard effects round out what is, in my opinion, one of the best keyboards on your market. Again, offering the best bang for your buck at just $399, available from Sweetwater. You will not find another digital piano in that price range with that host of features. And they even throw in a piano bench for you. So check out the Alesis Virtue 88 key digital piano. If you need something a little more portable, try the Casio CDP-S350. Still an 88 key instrument and boasting ebony and ivory textured weighted hammer action keys with 64 voice polyphony, 700 sounds, and hundreds of rhythms and demo songs. This keyboard truly does have it all. Again, like the Alesis, built-in speakers, but this one is a bit more portable. You can carry it around. It's one of the smallest form factors for a hammer action digital piano, as a matter of fact. And if you do want to make it a part of your living room, purchase the wood stand and the triple pedal board from Casio. Again, you can purchase this from Sweetwater. Just over $500 for the keyboard itself. And starting price, you have to add the stand and the pedals and so forth. But you can choose what you want. So you have the option. It's a fantastic instrument. We're going to now move on to a category I love to talk about. And that is the category of home kit products for your smart home. Once again, making it into our holiday gift guide this year is the Wemo Mini Smart Plug. This smart plug can easily be hooked up to a coffee maker, curling iron, lamp, and a variety of other devices that have hardware on-off capabilities. You can automate them, schedule them, add them to scenes, and of course tell Siri to turn on and off the affected device. We really love the Wemo Mini Smart Plug. Our customers love it, and we think you will too. Check out the Wemo Mini Smart Plug at a discounted price of just $24. Also in the line of HomeKit products, let's talk about the OnViz wireless alarm sensor. This security alarm sensor is a solution for someone who does not want to do a whole home security system, but does want the ability to monitor individual doors or windows, or medicine cabinets. You use this as a contact sensor, but it includes a chime for when your door is open. It includes notifications on your phone through HomeKit when the door is open or closed. It includes alarm modes with customizable siren tones. It includes a temperature and humidity sensor. And of course, it can be added to scenes, automations, zones, and more with Apple HomeKit. You can't go wrong with this $32 item using AA batteries. This OnViz, I believe it's the MS1. I had to check that name and put it in the blog post, and I will do that. And remember, there will be a corresponding blog post for all this if your head's spinning. Okay, but there is the OnViz. It's the security. They do also offer a motion detector if you want to go that route as well. Next up on the list, it's the Logitech Circle View camera. This is by far our favorite Apple HomeKit camera, not requiring any third-party apps. The entire process takes place in the Home app. You can use Siri. You can view it in the Home app. You can view it on your Apple TV. and it uses HomeKit Secure Storage, meaning as long as you have an iCloud storage plan of at least 200 gigabytes or more, again, you can get these in Apple One, you're going to get up to 7 days of recordings, motion detection, customizable motion alerts and activity zones, even the idea of whether it's a pet and a human or a vehicle. It will even give you person identification when it knows who the person is. You'll get that on your phone with a clip. Two-way audio, night vision, again, scenes and automations. It is a fantastic camera. And by the way, it is an indoor, outdoor, so you can use it in either situation, in either setting. All you need is to plug it in. Now, this next camera almost didn't make the cut. And the other cameras from this particular manufacturer did not. We are talking about Eufy with an E, E-U. Nothing against Eufy. I love their products. But it had a couple of strikes against it in our testing. First off, we tested the Eufy Security Eufy Cam 2 or 2C. Now, they had some real tremendous benefits, like a huge 6 month or 1 year battery, depending on which model you got. But they also had the burden of their price at over $300 for the Eufy Cam 2 and not much less for the 2C. We found them to be rather expensive, and you couldn't purchase just one. You had to purchase two. Not only that, you had to have it connected to a router. There was a base, not the camera itself, but there was a base that went with it. Now, that base did offer the option of local storage and an alarm if the camera was moved, but still, we felt that it was a bit of an unusual and awkward setup. We loved the camera. We loved its battery. We loved its quality and its motion alerts, and we actually even loved the Eufy Cam app, the Eufy Security app, although we don't feel that's the route companies should go. We feel they ought to take advantage of the Apple Home app only. Now, this camera does indeed take advantage of Apple HomeKit and HomeKit Secure Video, but in our testing a few months ago, the two-way audio was only supported in the Eufy app, not in the Apple Home app, which was a big bummer for us. And so, the Eufy Cam 2 and 2C did not make our list of recommendations. So why are we even talking about this company? Because there is one product that does make our list of recommendations. Do you still have to use the Eufy app for it? Absolutely. Does it support two-way audio in the Home app? I will be honest, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. But here's why it made the list. It's the only camera that supports HomeKit that offers pan and tilt features. And there are people who really like or maybe even need the ability for their camera to turn to the source of the motion or the audio. And not only does it do that and alert you, but it also comes in at under $100. We've seen this camera as low as $54, my friends. And so whatever this camera offers, if the choice is buying the beautiful Logitech Circle View for $159, of course, that's where we want you to go, and that's where we want to direct you. But if you need something with pan and tilt, or you don't want to spend that kind of money, rather than getting some kind of subpar device like the Wyze Cams, we want to see you buy this Eufy Cam 2K pan and tilt. It's not our first recommendation when cameras are concerned, but if the budget requires it or you need pan and tilt, please check it out. At least you are getting Apple HomeKit support with HomeKit Secure Video. Our next product, the Friday Home Lock, once again has made the list. It's our favorite smart lock with interchangeable shells, different colors. You don't have to replace your deadbolt. It works with your existing single cylinder deadbolt. There is no bridge required. It uses Bluetooth low energy and Wi-Fi. And it works great. It works very well with the Apple Home app. Don't worry about the reviews you saw that were negative. Those were from back in the beginning. They did have a bit of a rocky start, this company, but now they've gotten it together. We use this lock every single day with a rechargeable battery, so you're never replacing batteries. This is, we feel, the way to go. The next product on our list is going to be the Vocolink Flowerbud Diffuser with HomeKit. That's right, I said with HomeKit. This product allows you to add moisture through water, as well as a beautiful aroma to your favorite rooms of choice. And it works with HomeKit. It works for up to 12 hours before you have to refill it. It's got different modes, day and night, and a beautiful light that works with it, and you really need to try it out. Again, a very inexpensive, just over $50 on Amazon. You really don't want to miss, and you can order directly from VocaLink as well. It's VocaLink. If you're looking for a great HomeKit compatible camera like the Logitech Circle View and want to combine it with a doorbell, try the Honeywell Home 9 Series wireless doorbell with a range of up to 400 feet, and a wireless push button that lasts for up to 5 years before needing a battery replacement. This doorbell supports some of the greatest features that we've ever seen. The inside component is not plug-in. It's completely wireless. It just takes batteries. So this battery-operated thing can sit up on a bookshelf or anywhere else you desire to put it. 7 or 8 different doorbell chime tones and the ability to download your own and add them to this particular doorbell system. Not only that, but it has sleep, do not disturb modes, a beautiful halo lighting, and various volume levels. It is a fantastic doorbell. And we've seen this one as low as about $25. Again, the Honeywell Home 9 series. While we're talking about Honeywell, if you are willing to get an installer, we recommend the Honeywell Lyric T5 or T5 Plus smart Wi-Fi programmable thermostats with, you guessed it, HomeKit. Don't forget about this thermostat with multiple modes, including an auto mode of sorts. They use a different term for that, but it does work very well. And this is just a great thermostat. Again, it supports HomeKit, and it will support up to 2 stages of cool and 3 stages of heat with an auxiliary. It does, if you get the T5, require a C wire, or the T5 Plus has some other options, and we really, really encourage you to check it out. Now, some of the other products here that I want to talk about on this year's holiday gift guide, the Vizio SmartCast TV, your choice of size. SmartCast TV includes HomeKit, so you can easily use Siri to turn your TV on and off, use the Home app to switch inputs, but best off, it supports a form of CEC such that really, when you just wake up another device, for example, pressing the menu button on your Apple TV Siri remote or pressing buttons on your AT&T TV remote will automatically turn your television on. With a built-in screen reader, with SmartCast and its own set of apps, it really is a phenomenal piece of equipment. 4K, Dolby Vision, and HDR are all supported on this Vizio SmartCast line. And not only do they include HomeKit, they also include AirPlay 2 and even support for other smart assistants. Now, you can use AirPlay. You can also use Chromecast with this. This is a Chromecast television as well. So if you really do need to use Chromecast for some odd reason, you can feel free to do it. Well, we've got to put in our holiday gift guide an Amazon product. You know, when it comes to smart assistants, I'm HomePod all the way. When it comes to anything, I'm Apple all the way if they make it. I'm Siri all the way, Apple Music, all of these things. So why even bother to put an Amazon device on here? Because I am a reasonable person, and I have to give credit where credit is due, okay? And there are some things that this Echo Show device will do. For example, the fact that it has a screen on it. You can be looking at your recipes while you're cooking. You can be watching YouTube in the kitchen. You can hold up an item to this and say, what am I holding? Although it's not always accurate, it will do its best. You can use the Alexa Guard mode, which will notify you when you're away of any unwanted sounds. This device, we recommend the Echo Show 5, is very reasonably priced, and again, is a nice smart speaker that adds a great deal of enhancement to your everyday life. And by the way, while we're talking about Amazon, we've still got to put this product on here. I wish I were seeing more development with this product. I think it could go so much farther, and I think it's only scratched the surface of its potential, and I'm not really sure how far Amazon's planning to pull this string, but the Amazon Basics microwave still has to make our list, because you know what? A microwave you can talk to and say, microwave for 2 minutes, heat up my popcorn. You know what? You've got to give that some credit. The Amazon Basics microwave is available at a very reasonable price for just $59, and it's worth it. But being only a 700-watt microwave, it's not meant for a huge cooking sesh. This is definitely your apartment type or, you know, extra room kind of microwave. But I will say this. It does a good job. Turntable, you know, everything works great and Wi-Fi enabled. And it even will order the popcorn for you through the Amazon Dash program. Now, again, I really wish they'd take this to the next level. And I suspect that they might, but I don't know that. You'd need an Amazon with it, so an Echo Dot or an Echo Show would be most wise here. You wouldn't just want to use the Amazon app, I don't think, on your phone. The, what I think they could do with this is to, you know, support all kinds of built-in recipes in the database, right? So if you put in Totino's pizza rolls, it knows what those are and it knows how long, or you could at least just say, I'm cooking Totino's pizza rolls, and it will do it. I haven't seen evidence of that. If it's already there, I apologize, Amazon. It wasn't there last I checked, okay? There is an Amazon smart oven that I really wanted to make the cut, but I read that its air fryer is nothing like it's cracked up to be, and so I couldn't put it on there without personal experience with it, and based on the reviews, I have no desire to have personal experience with it as much as I wanted to. But this Amazon Basics microwave, on the other hand, I do have personal experience with, and as I said, while it's not everything that I think that it could be, it is a great foray into small, easily affordable smart appliances. And on that subject, by the way, we do like air fryers, so we're gonna mention one of those later. If you've not cooked with an air fryer, it's a great thing to cook with. Most recently, my son has started air frying his McDonald's French fries, and they taste great. We made what did I make in there with him the other day? Oh, I know what it was. My kids went to their grandma's house for a little bit for a bike ride, and she made them, they made with her mountain pies, you know, the things you get these, the toast the bread on the fire, outside the fire pit, and they had pizza in them, or you could have ham and cheese or whatever, you know, dessert ones. Well, they brought me home two mountain pies, and I was so grateful that my kids did that, praise God. The bread, and they acknowledged it. I wasn't complaining, but you could tell the bread, you know, that some of the sauce had kind of soaked through the bread, so it wasn't as fresh as if you were sitting out there at the fire. I said, you know what? I said, let's stick these in the air fryer for 5 or 10 minutes. And I'm telling you, they turned out as good as new, and I loved my mountain pies in the air fryer. Whoever thought of putting mountain pies in the air fryer? But I'm telling you, you got to get an air fryer. They're really inexpensive, you know. I'll give you a model of one on the website, but definitely check out air fryers. Digital screens are very easy to use, and they cook to perfection. So do check that out. And while we're talking about food, we've got to suggest necessary coffee, just like the word necessary. Is it necessary? I want to start a commercial. I'm telling you, this coffee, I get the blend. It's just called blend. That's actually the name of the kind of coffee. It's necessary coffee blend, okay? Blend is the name of it. There are others. This is my favorite, although I haven't tried the other ones, but I haven't had any desire to. This is such rich, delicious coffee. The best coffee I've ever had. And I first tasted it this spring when we were having lunch with some friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, and after lunch he made coffee, and I said, what kind of coffee is that? And if you supplement this with some French vanilla or sweet Italian cream, this is, you just can't beat it. Necessary coffee in whole bean or already ground. Check it out at necessarycoffee.com, or let us know and we'll be happy to order some for you. All right, so a few other little things here to put on our TTJ 2020 Holiday Gift Guide to round things out. For one thing, we want to include the blue, just like the color, Snowball and Snowball Ice microphones. It's not very often that you might even need a higher-end microphone, because the built-in mics in your iPads and iPhones are truly phenomenal. But if you do, for vocal performance, narrations, and other types of things, we suggest the blue mic. Now, you'll need your USB to Lightning adapter, if you have some of the devices we've mentioned, and you can do that. But this USB microphone has a very high quality at a very affordable price. The Snowball Ice, with only one recording mode, which is the most important recording mode. It's the cardioid mode, a unidirectional mode that you can speak right into it, and it's very clear while blocking out the other background sounds. That is, I believe, a $50-some-odd investment. For a little bit more, $79, something in that range, the full Blue Snowball microphone adds two other modes to the cardioid mode, an omnidirectional mode and a third mode that really reduces the sensitivity of the microphone for really, really percussive and high-end types of things. And the design of this is so cool because it looks like a ball. All right. Comes with a great stand and really is just a fantastic device. Also on our gift guide this year, we're going to include a carbon fiber credit card wallet. You will see the name posted on our blog post, so please check it out if you're interested, because I don't want to neglect to mention it, but I'm going to post the name of it on the website. I got it from Amazon, very, very inexpensive. Why did I get this? Because if you really follow Apple's guidelines for storing the Apple Card, if you really want the thing to, you know, it's such a beautiful card. Not only is it so functional, wonderful with Apple Pay, secure, and all these other things, but it's a gorgeous looking card, and it feels good in the hand, and I wanted to keep it in that pristine shape. When you read Apple's guidelines, there's a lot of things you got to keep in mind, and I thought I got to find something that will do that. So I found this beautiful carbon fiber credit card wallet with a belt clip. You can put money clip in it, and of course the couple of credit cards. I've got a credit card ID, and this thing, very inexpensive at $30-some. Again, I'm going to post that on the blog post that accompanies this recording. What else do we have for you today, my folks? We're nearing the completion of our 2020 holiday gift guide, but we're not quite done yet. We've talked about all these different Apple products, and we're not going to per se put a Mac on the holiday gift guide directly, but I do want to tell you that I am you might have heard in another podcast, the owner of an iMac 27-inch. There's also some brand new Apple M1, Apple Silicon Mac products. So if you do need a Mac, check them out. They're great products, but that's for another time, right? And so we're just mentioning those to you. We do want you to know we love the Macintosh line as well, though they're not on our holiday gift guide per se this year. Now, if you do need a a whole home security system offering, we are going to make a recommendation of that. And that is the Abode security system, A-B-O-D-E, either the Abode Gateway or the Abode IOTA. The IOTA has a camera and a motion detector built into it as well. Now, this supports and actually comes with some door and window sensors, motion sensors, keypads, glass break sensors of multiple kinds, system status indicators, flood and leak sensors, freeze sensors, sound sensors for smoke alarms, like the OneLink Safe and Sound, or the other models of OneLink HomeKit compatible smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. You can add this to that. And the beauty of this is it works with HomeKit. It does chime when your doors open and offer, or windows or whatever, and offer multiple modes for arm and disarm. It also can be completely unmonitored, but then if you choose to have it monitored, you can go with the traditional, you know, monitoring and pay in advance for a year or pay whatever, but you also can choose to only monitor it for a period of time, like a week or a weekend. So if you're going to be away at the chalet for the weekend, you can start monitoring up now and then discontinue monitoring if you want to just monitor it yourself later on. It's fully controllable through the app and it works great. We really, really like, and we're glad to see this DIY HomeKit compatible security system in the list, and we're very happy to put it on our TTJ 2020 holiday gift guide. There's going to be a couple of other little things on here. For example, an HP DeskJet printer, all-in-one, multifunction device, which works with AirPrint and is easy to set up right from an app. two cartridge system for color and black, and HP Instant Ink support. A great little portable, basically. They don't really classify it as portable, but a great little printer, but it does a nice, fantastic job. That's going to make our list. And some other non-tech items that you can get the friends and the family, like some candy and some spa treatments. And we're also suggesting this year, if you're looking for other suggestions, gift certificates for Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Instacart, and Postmates. We haven't actually used the latter three, but we're big fans of the first two, and we know people love the other three as well. And we, if you're in a location where maybe Instacart is not available, find out what local grocery stores are in your loved one's areas and whether they have an app for online ordering. Because a lot of the even smaller non-chain stores, or even if they are chains that don't have a large, you know, service like Instacart, they may still offer online ordering through an app. And if they do, you could possibly get them a gift card and you could make them smile. Because, you know, this year is so different than other years. And this is just one of those times when we really want to be able to order food in. And so a gift card like Grubhub or DoorDash or just their favorite restaurant might be the thing to put a smile on their face. What are you doing for Thanksgiving, my friends? We are going to be with family, enjoying turkey and stuffing and all the trimmings, the cranberry, everything like that, the pumpkin roll. And we will be having some special appetizers, mini crab cakes and chicken Dijon bites and a couple others. But I will say this. It's a different year for a lot of people in this world. It's a very different year. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I sincerely mean every word of this, my friends. My prayers are with you. My prayers are that you will experience and receive God's protection, divine health, and safety, and every other promise that is in His Word that is yes, and so be it to you in Christ Jesus. All right. I don't normally do this on the tech podcast. I have a separate Christian podcast called The Vessel. But you know what? I'm just feeling in my spirit. I need to say this, and I mean it. All right. Our prayers are for you that you will experience those things, that you will not experience the fear, the chaos of this world, and all of the strife and stress and struggle that this world wants to put on you, but that you will have the peace of God that passeth all understanding to guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus, and that the same will be true for your family as well. Because you know what? If you've accepted Christ, that's God's promise. Those are God's promises to you. All you got to do is receive those promises, stay firmly rooted and planted in His Word, remain in Him, and He'll remain in you, my friends. That's what He says. The promises of God are yea and amen to those of us in Christ Jesus. Now, if you've never accepted Christ as Savior, I want to give you an opportunity to do it right now, because it will change your life forever. Without Him, you have no hope. First of all, I got to say, I don't know how anyone is even surviving without Jesus right now. I really don't. I'm not sure how you ever do, but I'll admit there were times I walked away from God. But I really don't understand how anybody would be even sane. I don't know how you'd leave your home. I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to scare you. I you know, putting aside the most important thing of eternity in hell if you've not accepted Christ, I don't understand how you could leave your home in any kind of peace at all, do anything. I mean, I really don't know how you could walk to the mailbox at this point without knowing Jesus. Jesus is the answer. He is the one who gives us the eternal life with Him in heaven. And He also blesses us in this life. My friends, we don't have to wait for the sweet by and by. Jesus died for you so that you could go freely. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I know I have. And the Bible says we all have. And I'm telling you, we don't deserve His love or His forgiveness. But He so much loves us, and His mercy and grace are just so abundant that He chose to do it. He chose to die in our place that we might be free, that we might be set free from the curse of the law, and that we might have life and life more abundantly. And so right now, if that's something that sounds interesting to you and you want to make Him the Lord of your life, you recognize that you need Him, you can't do it without Him, you know what? I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray right now. And then if you have questions or anything, please feel free to get in touch with me, and I'll be happy to talk with you more later. But just say something like this, okay? It doesn't have to be exactly these words. And don't wait, by the way. Let me say that too. Don't wait, because you're never going to get your life cleaned up on your own. It doesn't matter if you think you're far too far gone for him to forgive you. That's not true, all right? There's nobody too far gone. If you knew what I was like before I accepted him, I don't even want to tell you. So you're never too far gone. And if you think, well, I'm really not that bad, well, then why don't you look at what God's word says, that all have sinned, that none are righteous in and of ourselves. We cannot be made right, because in order to be made right in the sight of God, you got to be perfect. And no matter how good you might be, you're not perfect. All right. So just do it. Accept Christ as Savior, my friends. It's going to be the best Christmas that you have ever had. You know what? This is the best day ever. Except for tomorrow, because I think tomorrow's going to be even better than today. My pastor often says that, and I believe it. You know, we have the immunity to the COVID through the DNA change, the divine nature applied, my friends. I want you to pray this simple prayer with me or something like it, okay? Say, Lord Jesus, I repent. I am sorry. I know I have sinned. I know I can't make it on my own, and I need you. Lord, I know you saved me by your blood, that your sinless, spotless blood was shed for the forgiveness of my sins, even though I don't deserve it. You sent your son to die in my place, and he rose again and is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I ask you to be Lord of my life. You are my Lord, and I make you my Savior and my Lord in Jesus' name. And he is your Lord and your Savior, my friends. He's Lord and Savior of all of us, whether we admit it or not. And if you prayed that simple prayer, my friends, I believe with everything in me, if you meant it, that you just got born again, that you now are on the path of righteousness, and you can start to receive those promises of God that are yea and amen. That means yes, and so be it, in the name of Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. Now, what you need to do is tell me about it. I want to hear the exciting news. You know, the Bible says that the angels in heaven rejoice when one comes to the kingdom, and that's what you've just done if you've prayed that simple prayer and you've believed it. The angels are up there right now rejoicing, and God is embracing you in his loving embrace. And I'm telling you right now, my friends, your life will never be the same. He has changed my life in more ways than I can describe in a single episode. Or if I spent the rest of my life trying, I don't think I'd ever begin to even scratch the surface of it all. But he has. He's healed me physically, kept me healthy. He's kept me safe and protected and happy and in joy and so many other things. He's increased our finances, improved our marriage, but he has saved my soul and set me free from my sins, my addictions, my problems, and set me on this path to this path of righteousness, where I know that someday I'll be with him in heaven as well. And I want to say, get into a good Bible-based church. You know, well, I'm not going to get into whether you go in person, you watch online. We're not going there, okay? I'm not going down that road. All I'm saying is get into a good Bible-based church and start spending some time in the Word and with other people of like precious faith. In other words, people who also are born-again believers in Christ. Because you know what? We have been put in each other's lives to show each other love, to encourage one another, and to stir one another up into love and good works. And as iron sharpens iron, my friend, we can gently lead one another and guide one another as we are led by the Holy Spirit. So, my friends, I hope this is your best Thanksgiving yet. You're healthy and you're safe, you're protected, and you're enjoying the richness and the fullness of God's blessings. Please get in touch with me with any questions at all that you might have. I'd really, really love to hear them and would love to talk to you more. We're probably going to have another podcast or two or three before the holidays, but nevertheless, from all of us here at the TTJ team, to all of you and your families, loved ones, friends, coworkers, we want to wish you a wonderful, merry, and happy Christmas and holiday season, my friends, in Jesus Christ our Lord.